A change may be coming on how Collingwood taxpayers will be billed on water and wastewater, which could mean some savings, according to the town's chief administrative officer. While the details of council discussions on the matter took place during the closed portion of the regular council meeting on February 21, Mayor Yvonne Hamlyn brought forward a motion during a rise and report to direct staff prepare a report which would explore billing water and wastewater services in-house. As of now, the town relies on EPCOR to provide water billing and collection services, as well as billing for electrical services. It's a good business practice to look at where you're spending money and how things are working, said the town's chief administrative officer Sonia Skinner following the meeting, when asked why the change had been brought forward as an option now. Staff have taken a look at how the billing is happening with our valued partners at EPCOR, and suggested to council that a business case should be examined into if we should continue with the way we're doing it now, she said. As of now, ratepayers receive one bill for three services, water, wastewater and electrical. However, part of the staff report will explore whether it might make more sense to provide the taxpayer with two bills, one from EPCOR for electrical and another from the town for water and wastewater. Skinner said the town hasn't presupposed the outcome of the report. We got the instruction from council tonight to do it, said Skinner. If it turns out it costs less, then ultimately it would be reflected in lower rates for either electricity and or water. It's really about making sure we're efficient, she said. Council voted unanimously in favor of the motion.